A federal judge in New York has accepted a settlement worked out between WorldCom's new managers and the Securities and Exchange Commission. The SEC had charged the company with fraud for manipulating its books and concealing an estimated $9 billion in expenses. In the settlement announced today, the company accepted the allegations of fraud and agreed to close monitoring of its corporate governance and its accounting controls, among other things. NPR's Jim Zeroli has been following the story, and he joins us now from New York. Jim, would you please go over the terms of the settlement that WorldCom has agreed to?
Well, basically, WorldCom has been put on probation. It is going to have to undergo an extensive review of all of its policies and practices, as well as its accounting procedures. And it will require all of it, will have to require all of its board members and executives, anyone connected to accounting in any way, to undergo training and education that will be geared toward minimizing the likelihood of further improprieties. It also has to agree to not to violate securities laws anymore. And then all of its efforts have to be reviewed by Richard Breeden. He's the former SEC chairman who was appointed the court's monitor in the case. He will decide whether the company has done enough to comply with the order.
Any significant penalties or fines in connection with these charges for WorldCom?
Well, the judge, Judge Jed Rakoff, left that on hold. He said he would decide later what kind of fine the company should face. He said he's very happy with the progress the company has made so far. It's corrected its past mistakes and it's moved in a much more positive direction, he said. But clearly the size of the fine is going to depend on whether the company continues to do all that. In other words, the judge is sort of holding the possibility of a big fine over the company's head. If it stops cooperating, the fine is going to be a lot bigger.
As long as WorldCom complies with these terms, does that mean the end of the company's legal troubles?
Well, it would mean the resolution of the charges against the company itself. And that, you have to say, is extraordinary in its own right. This case has been settled in really record speed. It's just been a few months since WorldCom's improprieties were publicized. What this doesn't do is resolve the criminal charges against some of the individuals involved. You may recall that WorldCom is accused of cooking its books by listing capital costs as operating expenses in order to make its profits look higher, and it also concealed what it had done from its auditors. So far, the former chief financial officer, Scott Sullivan, has been charged with fraud. He pleaded not guilty. Four other people have pleaded guilty, and they're cooperating with prosecutors. One very big question right now remains the fate of the former chairman, Bernie Ebbers. He has not been charged with anything so far, but it is widely thought that the prosecutors are moving towards some kind of case against him.
Well, aside from the individuals that you just named, Jim, it would seem to me that WorldCom could perceive this as quite a good thing for the company.
Yeah, it is potentially very good. The company wants to put this behind it and move on. It has a new management. It just named Michael Capellas, who was with Hewlett-Packard as its CEO. And if it's to survive, it has to get this whole thing behind it. One thing this could mean is that the company will have an easier time getting loans. It can say, look, the government has settled this case. We're on the road to recovery. Then the company actually said as much today. It issued a statement calling this a significant milestone. It said it would allow the company to move more confidently toward a successful conclusion of its financial restructuring. So WorldCom is clearly hoping that everyone will see this as, you know, one more big step on the road to recovery.
Well, thank you very much, Jim.
Thank you.
NPR's Jim Zeroli speaking to us from New York.